AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Los Angeles is back for the most part to business as usual in the daytime hours after last night's curfew. About 20 people were arrested. The curfew was called to deal with immigration protests in the city. Mayor Karen Bass thinks Los Angeles was provoked.
Maybe we are part of a national experiment to determine how far the federal government can go in reaching in and taking over power from a governor, power from a local jurisdiction.
Federal authorities have started charging protesters with throwing Molotov cocktails during the protest.
We have FBI collecting video. We are collecting body cam. We're collecting social media. We're collecting everything.
U.S. Attorney Bill Esaly.
We're going to identify people. They think the mask is saving them. It's not saving them.
Esaly says
the president had no choice but to call in the National Guard to protect our assets and our personnel. Our agents and our law enforcement were overwhelmed, and we are grateful for the help of the National Guard.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom refutes that idea, saying Trump's actions
illegally and for no reason. This brazen abuse of power by a sitting president inflamed a combustible situation.
Sound courtesy KABC 7 Los Angeles. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The government says inflation rose slightly. Higher prices for groceries and imports were offset by cheaper gas and rent. In his sex crimes retrial in New York, disgraced Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein was convicted on one of the top charges against him, acquitted of another. Miriam Haley is a Weinstein accuser.
Testifying in the face of constant disruptions, victim shaming, and deliberate attempts to distort the truth was exhausting and at times dehumanizing. But today's verdict gives me hope.
Israeli forces have recovered the remains of two additional hostages held in Gaza. This is AP News. More deaths have been reported in Gaza.
The Palestinian death toll from the 20-month Israel-Hamas war has climbed past 55,000, the ministry reports. Health officials don't distinguish between civilians and combatants, but has said that women and children make up more than half of that number. It's a grim milestone in the war that began with Hamas's attack into southern Israel on October 7, 2023, and shows no sign of abating. Israeli forces have destroyed vast areas of Gaza, displaced about 90% of the population, and in recent weeks have transformed more than half of the coastal territory into a military buffer zone that includes the now mostly uninhabited southern city of Rafah. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Disney and Universal have filed a copyright lawsuit against popular artificial intelligence image generator Midjourney, marking the first time major Hollywood companies have entered a legal battle over generative AI. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.